Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 22nd of March, and we will be putting the spotlight on why Tata Motors has hiked its commercial vehicle prices for second time in 4 months, why foreign brokerage CLSA is betting big on Sula Vineyards, why a mid-cap stock HG Infra should be on your radar. And in Voice of the Day, we have Siddharth Oberoi of Prudent Equity, who is bullish on the infrastructure sector but advises investors to exercise caution. Let's get started. First, a quick global wrap. Wall Street rose for a second day. The Dow Jones gained nearly 1%, S&P 500 jumped 1.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 1.58%. The moves came after fears of the ongoing banking crisis showed signs of easing. Investors are now cheering the increasing likelihood that the end of the Fed policy tightening is near. Some analysts have also said that the Fed's tightening cycles typically end with a crisis, and those crises tend to end with policy responses. Asian markets also opened higher today, and these positive triggers could mean a second day of robust gains for Indian equity markets as well. Tata Motors has announced a 5% increase in the prices of its commercial vehicles, which will come into effect from the 1st of April. This is the second price hike by the company within a span of just 4 months. In December last year, the company had raised its commercial vehicle prices by 2%, which came into effect in January this year. The earlier price hike was aimed at offsetting the impact of rising input costs, while this one has been taken to comply with the BS6 Stage 2 emission norms. As of April, automakers will have to ensure that their vehicles meet the emission targets in real-world conditions rather than just in the labs. So Tata Motors is now slowly transitioning its entire vehicle portfolio to meet the new emission standards. This will make its vehicles cleaner, greener, and offer better technology. The fact that the management is hiking prices confidently means that it senses that the market should be able to take it and demand will remain intact. In fact, stable freight rates, profitability of fleet operators, and the collection data from financiers all indicate that Tata Motors continues to see healthy demand in this segment. According to analysts at Motilal Oswal, the anticipation of replacement demand and scrappage policy are some additional growth drivers. However, commercial vehicles have seen strong pre-buying in this quarter. It's possible that the high base of this fiscal could result in volume moderation in FY24. We have to wait and watch that though. As for the stock, its key re-rating trigger remains the turnaround in the Jaguar Land Rover business. The monetization of its stake in Tata Technologies could also act as a catalyst for the stock, believe Motilal Oswal's analysts. They have a target price of 540 rupees on the stock, which indicates a 31% upside from the current levels. The consensus brokerage target on the stock is about 523 rupees. There's an interesting note from foreign broking firm CLSA. It has initiated coverage on Sula Vineyards with a target price of 475 rupees, which means a 44% upside from the current market price. According to CLSA, Sula is well placed to take the advantage of global consumer shift towards the low alcohol beverage segment, which includes beer and wine. CLSA also notes that Sula has a strong back-end capability and a pan-India distribution network, making it India's market leader in wines with over 52% market share. With a healthy EBITDA margin of over 29%, the company also has the ability to invest in category development, which is crucial for its long-term growth. The report also predicts a compounded earnings per share growth of 18.6% over the next 2 years, and CLSA has a buy rating on the stock. However, investors need to note that the size of India's wine market remains minuscule when compared to that of spirits. Currently, the entire alco beverage consumption market in India stands at 987 million cases. Of this, 30% is beer, 69.3% is spirits, and only 0.7% is wine. During Sula's IPO, industry experts had told Moneycontrol that India's weather conditions were not optimal for growing grapes that are used in wines. So Indian wines cannot be compared to the premium wines of Napa or Europe. A bigger growth segment for the company might be the wine tourism business, but right now it is not a significant contributor to the top line. Another risk for the company is that India's top wine producing states, that's Maharashtra and Karnataka, are also the top consuming states, accounting for close to 57% of the overall market in India. So market growth can come only if consumer behavior changes as the company forays into tier 2 and tier 3 cities. Meanwhile, in February, mutual funds sold some of their stake in Sula Vineyards. Mutual fund holding came down to 8.10% from 8.19% in January. Aditya Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund sold the largest chunk according to the data compiled by Prime Database. A mid-cap infra company, HG Infra Engineering, will be in focus today on the back of two new announcements. First, the company has been declared as the lowest bidder for redevelopment of Kanpur Central Railway Station. The project bid cost is 677 crore rupees and the construction period is 36 months. Second announcement, the company has received the certificate of completion for construction of 8-lane expressway in a section of Delhi-Vadodara Greenfield Alignment. The project has now been declared fit for entry into operation. Last month, the company had also emerged the lowest bidder for a 466 crore Rail Vikas Nigam Limited project in Bhanupali-Bilaspur-Berri new railway line. This is exactly why analysts are extremely bullish on the stock. The company is actively diversifying itself by targeting railways, airport and water infra segment apart from roads, which is its mainstay business. Domestic broking firm ICICI Securities expects execution pace to pick up considerably in the near to medium term. Along with this, the company's margins are likely to improve gradually with softening of input prices and better project mix. In the last 4 years, the company's revenue has compounded 27%, profit at 42% and EBITDA at 29%. Overall, the company has guided for order inflows of about 9,000 crore rupees during FY23. This brings us to our Voice of the Day segment. Today, we have Siddharth Oberoi of Prudent Equity, a Gurugram-based wealth management company with over 1,000 crore of assets under management. He is bullish on the infrastructure sector but advises investors to exercise some caution. Before we jump into the clip, here's a quick disclaimer. The views and investment tips expressed by the experts on Moneycontrol are their own and not of the website or of its management. Let's listen in.
Yeah, so actually, I'm very bullish on the infrastructure sector. Historically, it's been seen that, during the elections, most of these projects get lumped in and the orders starts to flow in. If you notice, in the last 1 year, the order bagging of these companies have accelerated. In fact, every second day you're seeing a new order bagging of these infrastructure companies. Even from the EPC and on the railways also it has started. You know, few of these companies which have bagged all to the tune of 2 billion each. That's the kind of order wins these companies are coming out with. But one has to be very wary of which companies are able to execute and deliver these projects, because the working cycles are elongated. There is a change in interest costs and raw material prices increase. Although these companies have cost escalation clauses built into them, yet we have seen in the last cycle, 2003 and 7, of the 100 companies that were in the infrastructure sector, only 20 survived and the rest went under. And even those 20 that survived, there were only a handful of them, five or six, whose financials were worth noting. Only little of them had improved and the rest were just meandering around. In the infrastructure sector, we have to see those companies which have executed well in the past and where the leverage is under control. Yeah, so one of the companies that we had recommended is, and we hold, so this is not a recommendation, So it's just a disclaimer that we hold the stock. It's a company called HG Infra. So this company is into HAM projects and EPC, has an order book of about 10,000 crores, excellent track record of execution, has been growing its revenues at 30-35%. In fact, if you compare the cash flows to the earnings, they match. So very well managed company. The debtor profile is also pretty reasonable. So, you know, such companies are to be invested in. And one can choose from within the industry which are the companies which have a profile of good execution, risk management, proper debt to equity ratio, and have actually shared the wealth with the minority. So those are a few of the factors that one must consider while infrastructure stocks.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day ahead, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.